This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 92. Anime, it's not me. It's you.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast.
Grin.
Hooray. Hurrah.
I want that stuff. Teen fight. Ding. Yeah.
Mortal Peak fight. No, anyway.
Oh, I love Mortal Peak fight.
Your might.
Mortal Peak fight. Alright, so before we get into all the fun stuff like we normally do, we do have to take care of a little bit of business, so please definitely check out our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of home, custom, and mobile gaming machines. If you're in the market for something that can run Vista Ultimate, including Vista Ultimate Service Pack 1, which is now available.
One, as in one of many.
Ooh, snap!
I'm not even into the whole computer war thing.
I know, you're the least computer, like, Mac versus PC person that I know. Which is
totally.
Cool. But anyway, check out Velocity Micro.
I don't care either, so.
Yeah. Check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com or visit your local Circuit City and test out their wares. Decide what it is that you want and then hit the website out and customize you a machine. Don't forget to tell them, though, that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you so they know where you heard about them. We're trying to start a ground movement here, people. Only you can save us. We've got 4 minutes to save the world.
Why
yeah.
Four? Four is a rather random number, don't you think?
At least it's even.
So I take it neither of you have heard the new Madonna single with Justin Timberlake.
I'm not or Justin Timberlake fan.
I'm a Madonna fan, but I'm not a
Madonna
fan.
For like a little prayer, but that's about it.
See?
No, I liked her stuff. It's just after she wrote the children's book, I kind of lost some respect for her as a vocalist.
See? After she lost the conical bra, I kind of lost respect for her too.
See, I like the last three albums from Madonna because she's kind of gone back to like artist and oh yeah, I make the music that makes the people wag their booties.
Yeah.
Shanti Ashanti.
No, it's funny. I was never a huge Madonna fan. Occasionally there'd be a song of hers that I'd hear that I'd love, but it was never really my type of music kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like an outer genre type of person that occasionally listens to her stuff. I don't listen to her stuff deliberately.
See, I'm a former club kid, so extended
club
dance
kid.
Mix. Extended dance mix. Yeah, I'm all about that. So
yeah, that's what Ninja's about. She's got some ninja moves that you ain't never.
I have some moves on the dance floor that will disable you, entrance you, and ultimately bring about your end.
And make you come back for more if you survive.
If you survive. Many don't. But
yeah.
Moving on, because that's a different podcast.
Agreed.
You definitely also need to visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. Yes, I wrote that down as I said that. That's ESH.mobi. It will bounce into the long address. Come check out our posts, our galleries of anime Boston pics, which are coming. I know you guys
yeah,
are
I was
coming.
Like, don't pip those quite yet.
It's like, they are coming. Be patient. You know, you can comment, you can, you know, check out our RSS reads of our podcast if you don't want to go through iTunes. You can look at Podcast Pickle. We're up there, too.
Podcast Pickle.
And hit us up link and just tell us what you're thinking. We love to listen, I guess, sometimes.
Stop talking before you dig yourself in deeper.
Yeah, I'm letting go of the shovel now.
Yeah, let go of the shovel. We do not have a candy bitch this week, but if the entries and comments keep coming that they are, it looks like we will have a candy bitch next week. So, let's make that happen.
Bring it on, bitches. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Okay.
All right, so with that, I think that takes care of all of our business and all of my business for right now. I want to take the mic of a thousand truths, which right now just looks like a USB headset. And I'm gonna
like the one that I'm wearing on my head right now?
Yeah, kind
of. Can I have it?
Eye head right now?
No, it's really like the one on like my yours. Head right now. It looks kind of like the one that's on Panda's head. So I'm going to hand it to Panda so she can like make sure.
Yeah, this is totally the Reza Piranha. So yeah, I'm gonna put this on my head right now because let me tell you guys. Granted, there'll probably be a post about this headset. I don't know tomorrow morning.
Don't promise
right now,
it if it ain't going.
No, it's true. It's true.
Wait, tomorrow morning for us or tomorrow morning for them?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning for them is gonna be Tuesday. Tomorrow morning for us is gonna be Saturday because we're
tomorrow for us, which is Saturday. Saturday.
So
in the past.
2 days ago. 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. It was up there.
Wait, where are we at? Right. We're watching now. Now. Oh, when did that happen? Just now.
Just then.
That was such a good. I loved it.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
But anyway, keyword for them right now, the first word that jumps out of my head is comfortable. Your ears will not hurt. Check out the post to understand a little bit more about what I'll be talking about the headset.
Oh, see, I prefer my headset with hard, spiky things. That
make your ears bleed?
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to turn the knob until it's real tight.
Wow, that could be said about a lot of things. But we already know, Magic, that you do like things a little bit different.
Of course I do.
Than the rest of us. So it doesn't surprise me there.
Normal's overrated.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of normal either.
There's no such thing as normal, only the non-arrested. Please move on.
Only the non-arrested. Anyway, so while I was at Anime Boston, in the dealer's room, very upset because of the discombobulation and non-joyness that it was.
Can there be combobulation?
Okay, yes, there can, because the dealer's room was set up terribly this year.
Yes, normally, which I wrote about.
Long rows, yes? This time it was set up like in a grid pattern, so you could like go in and take a right or a left or go straight or like whatever. And I got so turned around every time I went in there. I have no freaking idea where anything was. I didn't know where I was. It was bad.
Yeah, it was.
The drugs. Or was it just the layout of the grid?
It was just the layout. I mean, I don't know about Magic.
May have just been the layout. Pretty sure it's at least 90% the layout.
Yeah. But anyway, but while I was in this dealer's room, you know, I think in the post that I made about it that I only managed to walk out with a giant cat tail, cat ears, and a cat bell, and
thermos and, that you're gonna get to, you know, me soon.
Yes, a Hello Kitty thermos for Ninja because she loves anything Hello Kitty.
I do.
And I also walked out with one anime series for myself.
Okay.
And a friend of mine had mentioned it to me, you know, because he knew I was getting really sick of the prefabbed anime, and I was looking for something a little different. And he was like, well, check this one out. You should really like it if you can find it. Now, it was released by Jinion, but for all those who don't know, they went under. So now anything released by them.
Their website still says that like they've got new things coming and that you can contact their press person there.
Is it just like Jinion US? Because Bus Gamer just came out in Japan from Jinion.
Mm-hmm.
When I was
just got a backlog of stuff that's good, still gonna be
maybe
released.
But one of the guys who was in the dealer's room, like when, because a girl in front of me was gonna buy the series, but she didn't have enough money, so I ninja'd it. really quick and bought it from underneath her nose.
Last one, or
it was the last one, and he had told me that Geneon's going under because of people here in America who are pirating their things.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so because of the pirating,
yeah,
they don't have the money anymore.
Well, that's the huge argument, isn't it? It's because the fandom is stronger than ever, but so is pirating.
Yeah.
Why these companies aren't doing well, but the conventions are huge.
Yeah.
Look, here's the issue that I've always had with all of this stuff with pirating. Because pirating hurts, and the thing is, if you make shit available in the formats and in the frequency that people want, they'll pay for it. So the fact that I can slap that shit on an iPod and watch it while I'm going through my commute all by myself, or watch it on the plane, or watch it on my TV, I love that. And so I'll pay $50 to download it and let it just sit there and download. And the convenience is worth it to me.
See, I'm the other way around. I don't buy very often, but when I do, I want, like, because I get Netflix, I get, you know, whatever. I rent from all over the place, but I want everything. If I'm going to pay for it, I want all the boxes and the inserts and the special whatevers.
And there are some things that I want that for. So, for instance, like, if there's something that I've been in love with since I was a child, like special editions of The Princess Bride or the Spaceballs one, or just recently I got the Blade Runners Collection Edition, those things I do want that stuff with. But for the anime that I'm watching, it's usually something that I'm probably only going to watch once, especially if it's something that I'm just getting into that I don't know a lot about. I don't want to pay $110 for Speedgrapher just to find out 6 episodes in, wow, I really don't like it when 15-year-old girls almost get raped.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't really need to watch this. Oh, look, I'll try Basilisk because it's been recommended to me.
But Basilisk isn't better, I can promise you that.
Well, I wasn't told that. I was told by somebody,
it's pretty good, but it's I don't know.
No one told me about the ninja rape. I was told, there's ninjas. You'll love
it. Lots of death. Lots of death.
Yeah, that too.
And ninja rape. And you know what?
And ninjas don't like to be raped.
Ninjas don't like to be raped. Ninjas don't like to watch other ninjas be raped.
Be raped. There's an anti-rape ninja.
There is, as a matter of fact. And that ninja,
don't rape your local ninja.
Please don't. Support your local ninja. Don't rape them.
Don't rape them. Anyway, let me get back to my segment now, please, guys.
No, or you could always join Narn. Ninjas against raping ninjas.
Yes, I think I will have to.
Anyway, so this friend of mine in particular was like, okay. He's like, it's a couple years old, but I know you like Perfect Blue and Millennium Actress. Then you're going to like this. So I said, okay, what is it? So he tells me Paranoia Agent. So it was the only one in the dealer's room. None of the other tables selling DVDs had it, which is why I bought it as soon as the girl in front of me was like, oh, I don't have enough money. I love credit cards.
I know, bitch.
Anyway, exactly, more or less. I couldn't even look at her because, you know, I totally felt that.
Oh, she was still standing there?
Yeah.
Oh, you bitch.
I felt that intense heat beam coming, and I was like, yes, get it and run. And so if you're a fan of Perfect Blue, which I own, I rented.
Seen that. That's been on my watch list for a million years.
Love it. If you don't like the idea of idols being raped, then don't watch Perfect Blue. Because she gets it's weird because she gets raped, but she doesn't get raped, or she looks like she's being raped.
Wait, how do you get raped and not be raped?
Okay, all right. The premise of Perfect Blue is there's a singing idol, and she's in a group of three, and she wants to break out of being an idol and become an actress. So at first they put her through all these really crappy, like, non-speaking roles, mm-hmm. you know, and then all of a sudden she lands her first, like, and at first she was only supposed to be, like, an appearing, you know, character who was supposed to, like, get, like, die off and not, you know, continued, but because
she was supposed to be the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, like, she was like, she wasn't supposed to, you know, work out very much, but she actually did very well. So they actually expanded the story to, you know, include her, and she actually became the main character of this like soap opera psycho thriller thing.
Okay.
And you find out in the soap opera that she has a split personality, and that
character
was during
the actress.
The character in the soap opera that she's the actress for.
Okay.
Oh, is this a Millennium Actress type? There's no real line between her and her character?
Like, it's really weird, because at first you think you're just watching everything from the main character's perspective and she's the idol. But then all of a sudden other things happen. You're like, wait a minute. It was her, but it's not her. Then who is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think that's kind of Satoshi Kon's, like, his idea. Like, that's his gimmick.
That's his signature, yeah.
That's his signature. And it's really good. And so this actually kind of had the same kind of premise to it. You know, at one point, you really don't know what's real and what's not. In the first two episodes, you know, yeah, you have no clue. The opening theme song, like, totally makes me feel like the sky's going to open up. And, like, I'm going to have this giant epiphany somewhere. Like, it's the whole, like, nya, mamanita, you know, kind of like, you know.
Did you just sing the Lion King song?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but not, because it's not about lions.
Mufasa, you are but my father.
It's like that great circle of stuff.
It's not life, know. It's something else.
But it's that sounding, like, it's that big and boisterous, you know, like,
yeah,
expanding your mind, sort of. So you're like, okay, you know, and then, you know, so you have this cast, you know, and none of them seem like they'll interlink, but everybody knows that any character put into a series, anime or not, is tied to somebody else who's like a main point. And, you know, in this first episode, you meet Takiko, and she drew this little character that's now like this like icon in Tokyo, Moromi, and it's this little pink dog. And when I first saw it, as I was watching this with my friend, and I'm like, oh my God, I want one. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's so cute. You know, and of course, you know, the main character in the first episode, you know, everyone's pressuring her to make another character because her deadline's almost up and she's feeling pressured, emotionally pressured and cornered. And this night when she's going home, she gets attacked. Now, you know, you see her get attacked by this boy who's got golden, you know, inline skates on and a bent bat, you know, and you think, okay, she seriously has been like, you know, assaulted, and you know she's in the hospital and she's got an injury, so you think everything's cool, but not everything's
cool because she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, but you know what I mean, like you see her get attacked, so when she's like, I got attacked, you're like, yes you did, I saw it.
Right?
No, you didn't see it, because then you find out in another episode that this old homeless lady saw the whole thing. But you don't find that out until, like, later on. In mind, there's only 13 episodes in the series.
Right.
So they wrapped it up very fast how that turned into other stuff.
Wait, what does the homeless lady see? I'm confused.
Saw one episode that.
Already? You're already confused?
Yeah, she was attacked, but wait, no, she wasn't attacked and you didn't
see. She wasn't attacked.
It was a liar, liar, she beat herself up in the bathroom sort of thing.
More, she cried wolf.
Well,
she
you
did.
Didn't say that. Okay.
Yeah, she cries wolf. You know, and at first, you know, you really don't want to think so, because she's very quiet, very reserved. You don't think she'd be the kind who would lie about this. And I don't think she didn't really intend to lie, because of that emotional cornering, she felt she had no way out. And this had happened to her before when she was younger, which they play it back for you later on in the series. Because, you know, Moromi, this dog that just looks like a plush animal to us, will get up and start talking to Kiko. So you're kind of like, the dog's alive? No, it's not alive. She's imagining things because she doesn't have many friends. So so she's kind of unstable. And at first I thought, you know, Moromi was alive, because I'm like, it's getting up and it's talking to her. You know, and my friend's like, pay attention to what the dog is saying to her. What more? What's going on here? And sadly, I'm not very sharp, because I didn't get it until like the last fucking episode. And I was like, oh, but wait a minute, you know, and I just didn't get it straight away.
What's the dog saying to her?
All right.
Yeah, it's not like we've ever shied away from spoilers before.
Yeah, when Takiko was a little girl, her mom's gone or dead. They never really go into it. And her father was very strict, you know, on her. And her father brought her a dog when she was little. And she named it Moromi. And she was walking home from a festival one day, and she got this sharp pain, and she let go of the leash. And the dog, you know, wandered away from her and got hit by a car.
Aww.
So instead of telling her dad that, you know, because she got this pain in her stomach, that she let go of the leash and that's how the dog died, she made up that this kid on roller skates with a bat came around and killed the dog to take the blame off of her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So this little slugger that's going around in the series who's beating, you know, pretty much beating the sides of people's heads,
yeah,
you know, is a figment of her imagination.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a figment in everybody's imagination, because as soon as you get the doubt or you feel cornered, you want someone to come and just take away all your doubt. You want someone to come and take all the blame so that now no one's focusing on you anymore.
Yeah.
So Little Slugger was that.
So he becomes an excuse that everyone uses.
Yes.
Okay.
But at the same time, Little Slugger and Moromi are one and the same. They're the same thing. All these people are entrusting, you know, because they're like praising this icon like a god. Like everyone's like, oh, just looking at Moromi really makes my life feel so much better than it actually is.
Yeah.
So they were kind of one and the same. And it wasn't until the very ending episode where Takiko's like, it's my fault that Moromi was killed. I was careless and I should never have made up the lie. And at the end of that, you know, little Slugger pretty much like dissolves, as does, you know, Moromi.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really,
it.
Yeah, she finally is able to say, yep, this was my fault. I shouldn't have never lied about it. So, I mean, and everybody in this series, you know, like I said, they're intertwining and everybody's stories are really kind of twisted, dark and perverse. Like there's a father and he's kind of represented by a toad, you know, like in the next episode segments, this old guy talks about the people that the episode's going to be about, but in animals. So unless you're really paying attention to animal translations to humans, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Like there's too much. I wish they could have pushed this to a 26 episode, because there's so many things that would have made a lot more sense if they had been able to take more time mm-hmm. with them. Because unless you know you're versed in a lot of literature where you can read between every line and get it, you probably won't get it right away. But it's just that enjoyable. But back to the frog guy. He's a sleazy tabloid reporter.
Yeah.
So when Takiko first gets attacked, he wants to figure, you know, because he believes that she's not telling the truth. And, you know, so he's already kind of sleazy and he's kind of fat and he kind of looks like a toad. So you can kind of get the comparison. And he gets hit by Little Slugger.
Right.
Because he can't get her to crack. And his boss is like, you know, I need you to get the story out and you need to pay, you know, that medical bill, that guy that you ran over last week, you know, and, you know, Little Slugger relieves his pain. But that's just one aspect of his pain, because this guy has cameras in his daughter's bedroom.
Yeah.
And watches her undress and just watches
Ew.
Her all the time. And he goes and pays for prostitutes and he wants them to look really young and they all have to call him daddy.
Ew!
Creepy.
Yeah. And that daughter, you know, she's kind of rebelling, you know, because she's around 17 years old, so that's cool. But then she finds out that her dad's watching.
Yeah.
And she goes completely mute and deaf. Like she loses, you know, at one point she's like, because if you call for Little Slugger to come and relieve you
yeah.
of whatever, he comes and he hits you. But more or less only when you're either severely mentally cornered or when you call for him will he come.
Yeah, because you would have to be in a state where you're mentally susceptible to believing in it.
Yeah. And she does at one point, she's like, I just wish I could forget everything. And she gets hit on this bridge. And when she comes to, she has amnesia and she doesn't remember anyone.
Right.
And at that point, her dad is like, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah.
You know, and then there's this sweetheart tutor lady
yeah.
who, you know, she works at a university. She's very quiet. She's reserved. She gets proposed to and everything's great, but she has split personalities.
Right.
So at night, she's a hooker. And and at night only. So like when, and she's fully aware that she has this other self.
Yeah.
You know, because she opens her closet and she sees all of her clothes, and then she sees all of Maria's clothes. All the hooker clothes. Yeah. So she's been living with this, you know, dual life, you know, and Maria will leave her, like, violent messages on the on her phone.
Yeah.
Like, on her answer machine, because she's like, you know, I don't want you, you know, you're the fake here. I'm real. You're just suppressing me. And her therapist is, you know, like, here's some more medicine. It's not really working. You know, and she's trying to overcome Maria, and at one point you think she does.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she throws out all the clothes, and for a while you don't see her, so you're like, yes, she did it, she didn't have to call a little slugger to do it, yeah. You know, and then, you know, she wakes up there in, like, an alley.
If it worked out that way.
Yeah. You know, and, like, she goes back to her house, and the message is all like, why are you throwing all my shit out? You know, I thought we had an arrangement. Just because you're getting married does not mean I'm not, you know, I'm going to quit my job.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of creepy, all these things intertwining with, you know, everybody. And, I mean, everybody has a story, and everyone gets to a point where they are extremely cornered.
Yeah.
And then they throw vignettes in there just to soften the blow, which is really kind of funny. One of them, I called it, I think it was called Family Planning, Happy Family Planning.
Yeah.
And there's this website for people who want to commit suicide. And these three people decide that they're going to meet up and kill each other, you know, kill themselves with each other, you know, like a group suicide thing. So one kind of looks like, oh, I don't know, Benjamin Franklin with a mustache.
Oh, okay.
And one's like this really tall, I don't remember the guy from Pumpkin Scissors, the really cool guy who like beats up tanks. He kind of looks like that, only a little like he smiles a lot more. He doesn't have a giant scar on his face.
Doesn't look like a dumbass.
And like, and they're waiting at the stop because they're waiting for this chick. Now, mind you, they've never met her. So they're like, oh, I bet she's really attractive and her life's got to be really bad for her to want to kill herself. You know, and they all have Moromi backpacks. Like, that's how they were going to know that they were who they were supposed to be. And here comes this, like, eight-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
And these two, like, older men are like, oh, my God, no way. So, like, they try to run away from her.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, why are you guys leaving me? Come back. You know, and, like, and it's really weird because as you watch the episode, like, all the people around them don't respond to what's going on. So at first you think people are just desensitized to loud noises over there.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, it's not a big deal.
I think with stuff like that, it always means that they're already dead or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but I didn't catch on to this, you know. But they managed to run away, but she finds them.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't ever leave me again, you know. And the old guy's like, well, you know, and they're all, like, eating, like, sleeping pills, and they're doing all these drugs, and nothing seems to be happening. And sadly, in my mind, nothing's triggering to me. You know, they're like, well, we should go travel the world before we die. Because this, like, head guy on the leaderboards was like, you should totally do something really awesome before you die. Because
yeah.
Then you won't have any regrets when you go. So they go to, like, this resort, you know, and they do the whole spa thing, you know, and then you find out the reasons why they wanted to die. Like, the older guy, you know, he had pretty much lived out his life. His wife died before him. You know, he was very successful. He sold his business. He was just ready to go.
Yeah.
That's why he wanted to die. The really cute, you know, Pumpkin Scissors kind of wannabe guy was gay, and his lover left him. Because he has, like, this locket, and at first you don't know what's in it, but then he opens it, and you see him with, like, this really gorgeous guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he just kind of sighs over it, so you know something happened with that.
Yeah.
And the little – you never know what it is about the little girl. But the more often that – you know, because she keeps saying, oh, never – don't leave me alone again.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with maybe her parents died before her.
Or at the same time. And they
at the same time. Like, they committed suicide and left her, and now she has this alone complex. So as they're traveling to the this resort, you know, they're like, man, we should jump in front of a train. So they go to, like, so they're, like, in the subway. They're ready to, like, jump in front of this train. And this other guy jumps in front of the train. And, like, everybody responds to the guy who just flung himself in front of the train. Everyone's like, oh, my God, whoa. And everyone's got, like, cell phones, and they're taking pictures, which makes me wonder if in Tokyo people do that, if people actually take out their cell phones and, like, well, take pictures of it.
People in the U.S. would do that.
I wouldn't do that, but no, you know, whatever.
Well, since it never happened, you wouldn't know until it happened.
Yeah, good point. But, so, you know, like,
it's like rubberneckers in the U.S. who, like, you know, slow down on the highway to look at the bad accident kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
See, you'd be the one with the... Yeah, you totally would.
I'd be like, guess what I just saw on Route 1? Anyway. But yeah, so like everyone's taking pictures and, you know, the older guy and the younger guy, you know, or rather the old guy walks away and the little girl's chasing after him and the gay guy stays behind. He's like, so that's what it really looks like? And all of a sudden you see the guy who just jumped, like, crawl out. And like, he's like on the phone. He's like, man, trying to die is so hard. And I'm like, dude, okay. I'm like, and I still at this point did not get it.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't until a week after that I got it. You know,
so they never spell it out.
Yeah, they never come out and say, man, we're already dead. But they get to the resort and they're like, man, I really wish little Slugger would come and like kill me and whatever. You know, and as they're talking about it, they're all laying down and they have like the wall that you can see through, the paper wall thing. And you see little Slugger in another room beating the fuck out of whoever's in there.
Yeah.
But granted, they never tell you who's in there.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden he opens the door and he sees the old guy, the little girl, and the gay guy. And they're like, little Slugger, you're here. Are you going to kill us now? You know, and first he raises his bat, but then he's all like, you know, he stops and he actually runs away from them.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, okay, what's up with that? You know, and the little girl's like, we were so close. Like, they just don't get it. So,
well, you didn't get it either, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, and by the end of the episode, they're walking around this town, and they're like, you know what? Maybe we really shouldn't die. We're having too much fun together. So they're walking down the street, and there's, like, these three girls taking pictures in front of the shrine. Right. So, like, the fourth girl who's taking the pictures is all like, cheese, and the three of them are behind the girls and they're all like cheese and they take the picture and they walk away.
Yeah.
And when the girls go up to the digital camera to look, they all start screaming and that's how the episode ends.
Did you figure it out then?
No.
You still
I was
didn't
like
get it then.
No.
What did you and think then, like, was going on?
I had no clue. And then my friend was sitting there, he goes, don't you think it was odd that if they knew that those three were behind them, that they weren't like, hey, get out of the picture? And I'm like, no, it was a very happy moment. Everyone was just, yay.
Wait, like, your friend didn't get it either?
No, he totally got it. He knew. He's seen it.
He was just but, with you?
Yeah, he wanted me to try to figure it out on my own. And that took forever.
Week, you just said.
Yeah, it took me a week afterwards to really get that episode. But I mean, oh my God, it was just good. Like, I liked the fact that I couldn't get it within, like, the first few episodes. Does this make me stupid? Maybe.
Possibly.
Does it make me easily entertained? Yes. If you want to be entertained, so be it. I don't mind playing stupid to be entertained because I seriously really did like the series. Like, I don't think there's anything that they could have, well, I guess they could have made
it a little longer.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the only thing, though. If they could have made it longer, I would have loved it.
So
he's actually,
give it.
I'm going to give it a 5. I really did like it, even though it wasn't as long as I would have liked it. And because of this movie, the series, mini series type thing, I'm kind of looking forward to watch Paprika, which is another thing that he's written.
Watch Paprika.
I want to. It looks really awesome.
It does.
So, like, I'm really tempted to see that, but good job, Satoshi Kon. I love your stuff. And I want to know the song for the opening because I want it.
Just
for
wiki
meditating.
It.
I'm going to wiki it later. But so far, you
wiki,
get a
wiki,
5
wiki,
for
wiki.
Me.
Shut up. Sorry.
Wiki, wiki,
5
wiki.
For me. Hopefully a 5 for you. I'd love to know what you guys thought about if you've seen Perfect Blue or Millennium Actress or you've seen Paprika before me, if you wanted to like hit me up and, you know, say, oh no, don't watch that. You're not going to like it or you're not going to get it. So you're going to love it, you know, because you're an idiot.
Well, dude said it was shit.
You know, please feel free
sometimes getting it isn't as much fun as not getting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like but, Sixth Sense, I knew like from the beginning and it sucked.
I didn't get that movie either.
Not
until he took off the ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Oh.
You didn't get it until he got it then.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole time I'm like, Bruce, I don't know why she's ignoring you at dinner. Why isn't she listening to you? Bitch, listen to Bruce Willis. And nothing. Like, I totally didn't get it. I really didn't. And then at the end I'm like, oh, he was dead too.
You know what I didn't get about that movie?
What?
The guy that shot him in the beginning.
Yeah.
Totally didn't realize that was Donnie Wahlberg.
It was.
Yeah.
It didn't realize
I need to go watch that movie again.
Yeah.
It was.
It was him. I didn't realize it till the credits ran.
Yeah, but see, I didn't know who Donnie Wahlberg was until, like, The Perfect Storm. So I wouldn't even have...
Didn't you grow up in Massachusetts?
New Kids on the Block?
Where the fuck were you? I don't like New Kids on the Block.
Just so you guys know, they're coming back.
It doesn't matter whether you liked or didn't like. If you lived in the New England area, you couldn't fucking not know who they were.
I didn't know
who they were. Stuff.
Maybe I'm an alien and I just don't know it.
Hanging tough. I still have the movie. We have their movie with all their songs.
Hanging tough. I still remember that fucking dance.
I don't know their songs.
You know damn well that you know how to do the New Kids dance, which was the stupidest thing ever. Don't. It was kind of like
I missed that, but I totally missed the New Kids on the Block thing.
Well, you didn't.
Don't worry, they're coming back. So
you oh good. How exciting!
You didn't miss much.
Yeah.
Yeah. See now. Even though, you know, the new kids are coming back, they're not kids anymore. They're like old men revisited. Old men on the corner.
Old men revisited. I kind of like old men squared or something.
Old men around the block.
Old men that
Which is so weird, because what the heck are they going to do now? See, it's all because of the Spice Girls. They decided to come back and be the Spice Rack. And now they have a shot.
They came back in their Old Spice now?
They're old spice.
and after this, you know, NSYNC would come back if Justin wasn't a drama queen.
And they'd be out of sync.
So would they be unsung?
Oh my god.
They'd be unsung.
This is so bad.
Oh,
anyway.
I like beer. I'm going to pass the headset, damn it.
Headset, 1,000 truths. To Magic Mystic.
Because you've totally been cock blocking on the headset there.
I'm all about the cock block.
I obviously.
Cock yeah. blocker!
What are you gonna pick? Cock blocker!
Cock blocker! Something strange at the club that night. Who are you gonna call? Cock blocker!
I ain't afraid of that, ho! Alright.
That's great. Okay.
Oh, boy, that was
so
long.
Here, Magic, here's the headset. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I guess I'll turn it into a book.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, here's the deal.
I like reading, and I spell reading R-E-E-D-I-N-G.
The phonics worked for me.
Fundamental.
It's phonetic track.
I fucking love reading.
Writing's not your forte, is it, Slimmy?
Okay, anyways. All right, so this is manga I really, really like from Tokyo Pop called Dazzle, and I really, really like it. So I found out recently, as in, like, yesterday, that it's an anime, too.
Really?
It is.
Is it pretty and sparkly?
It's an anime, so yeah.
Duh.
No, but see, so I started watching it. I was so excited. I, like, had to remind myself to breathe, and it let me down. It crushed my dreams. It crushed them so hard.
It crushed my dreams.
It crushed them so hard.
Oh my god.
Anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, Inuyasha Abridged. I think it's on DA or something, but, you know, wherever.
And my ears do this.
And my ears can dance. Watch them dance. All right. Anyways, so it was created very recently. I think it just began airing in January or whatever, so there's only a few episodes out. There's 10 volumes out, but only 7 in the US. But the thing is, the main characters, Razzle and Alzeed.
Razzle Dazzle!
I think that's probably why they called it that, but it's R-A-H-Z-E-L, so it's more Razzle.
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 Razzlecopter!
Kind of like Raziel from Soul Reaver.
Yes, but without the S or the terrifying personality.
I thought Raziel from Soul Weaver was a Z.
Oh, wait, no. Are you talking... No, see, you say Raziel, and I totally ignore the rest of your statement. I just went off into Angel Sanctuary land. Yeah. We haven't talked about Angel Sanctuary and incest in a long time. That used to be one of our, like, most common references.
Well, yeah. You know, I think we covered a lot of that with ninja rape and, you know, my daddy's watching me.
My daddy's watching me.
My daddy's watching me. And I got no privacy.
Literally.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, these two main characters have a terrible relationship. Neither of them's particularly friendly. They enjoy yelling at each other, but they end up traveling together. But they don't know anything about each other. Okay, they just happen to be traveling together. They're like, they've let like a mutual, we won't talk about ourselves agreement. And at the same time, it's like, we're traveling together now. If we end up not traveling together at some future point, who cares?
Okay.
Right.
And then there's this other guy, Baroque Heat, who he's totally, you know, wants to get in Razzle's pants. And,
ooh, boy.
And she's all like beating the crap out of him. So, but this relationship is the most important part of the story.
Right.
At one point, they meet a girl who, you know, she's emotionally traumatized because she and her sister almost drowned when they were kids.
Okay.
And the parents only managed to save the sister. Uh-oh. Whereas, like, this girl, like, washed up on shore, was rescued by a fisherman or something. I don't remember really what happened to her. So she kind of feels like the one that was, like, left to die. And so Baroque Heat turns to Razzle and goes, if Alzheed and I were both drowning, which of us would you save? And this is the typical, like, this is a metaphor for their entire relationship. She goes, that's too much trouble. I'd let you both die.
Oh.
And it's just, it's like quips like that. Like, they obviously care about each other, but very much will never show it kind of thing.
Right.
And they ruined that in the anime. It was like, they were happy and joyous and la la la, let's skip through the flowers together. And
oh, that's crap.
Basically, they changed the whole dynamic. And I was watching it with a bunch of friends. And one of my friends who's never even read it said that that doesn't make sense. The way the characters are set up, that relationship, just it doesn't make sense. The way they've got it laid out.
That's lame.
So it was obvious to someone who hadn't even read the real version, because I refused to call the anime the real version.
Right.
And it's just, I see this happening all the time. Every time in the last 2 years I've been excited about a manga being turned into an anime, I've been let down.
Right. But that's been happening all over the place, though.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. It's like, why can't they get it right? And I've been watching less and less anime because of that. Because I'm just, absorbing myself in the world of manga because it's obviously better.
Think it's like an American censor deal?
No.
Like, okay, if you're going to make things visual with audio that
because
we can't make.
These are things created in Japan. So it's obviously got very little to do with the American censorship.
Okay. Well, then.
Well, I mean, I get, if you're watching the things that are coming straight from Japan, I think, I can only speak to what I've noticed because I've become disenfranchised with all of these video games and personally some of my more treasured comic characters being licensed and turned into movies and being completely fucked over because for whatever reason it seems like Hollywood just doesn't get that we fall in love with these things for the way that they were, not the revisioning that you want to do. Because you want to try to, okay, this is the way that I kind of see it happening. Hollywood goes, we need to get a blockbuster, so we need to get something that already has an installed base. Oh, I know, let's pick on a video game character or a comic character, because the geeks love that shit. Yeah. But they then license it and go, well, we know that the geeks like this shit, but we need to do something to maybe open it up to more mainstream, get some moms and pops to have to take their kids to it too. So we'll take all the gore and grit out and kind of leave more of a Fantastic Four feel. I cannot tell you how fucking disappointed I was with Hellboy, the first one.
Ugh, yeah.
They made a second one?
They're making a second one. I think it comes out...
Yeah, and I'm hoping to God that it goes back to being more like that goddamn comic. Yeah, I said goddamn. And here
I never read the comic, so... Like, was he, like, a lot more badass than...
Yes! He was a lot less...
I can't see how he could possibly be less badass.
Well, yeah, I know he was a hell beast.
Okay, he's a fucking hell beast, and the last movie, it just made it look like he was just a complete puss.
He was like an angsty teenager with romance problems.
I was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know how to talk to that girl whose hands turned to fire.
All right, that's another one.
Hell beast!
That's another one. Don't add romance where it's not needed.
Oh, good
I think,
God.
I think they were just like Selma Blair with her hands on fire. Let's
but
do
the
some
thing
hot
is,
touching.
That was a piece of the element, but it wasn't as angsty as that. Like, the whole thing with him being up on the roof and with the kid and, like, spying on the chick. Okay, I was like, part of that is something he would do, but he would actually do it more with some dude in a beer because he's a fucking hell beast.
Yeah, really.
You know? So
yeah, he wouldn't be hanging out with kids.
I was so disappointed by that, and I had
no. But at the same time, that's a little bit of a different situation because that's turning a comic book, which is, you know, drawn visual media, blah blah blah. You turn the pages,
manga, graphic novel,
and,
yes,
and going to a live action that's for the, you know, the mass media. Manga and anime seem to me, I don't live in Japan, I wouldn't know, like they're much closer tied together. It's still drawn, whether on a computer or by hand, and so the art can stay very similar and whatnot.
Right, but the thing that you have to keep in mind is a lot more of anime that happens in Japan actually gets released as feature presentation and not just TV
in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
true. There's very little of it that is designed and released to theater. Actually shows up in theater here in the U.S., but a bigger block actually does make it to feature release.
Yeah.
You know, than over here. So there is a lot of overlap. I get in that, you know, you're talking about two drawn mediums and going from a drawn medium to a live action medium, but the principle is still the same. The content is being changed.
Yeah. And that's what I hate, because most of, you know me, the most of the stuff I like, I love for its roughness, mm-hmm. basically. And they seem to think that it'll only be successful if they take that away, which takes all the originality out of it, mm-hmm. which makes it the same as every other fucking thing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the theaters,
exactly.
Depending on what they're doing with it.
I am petrified right now. And there are people that have been up in arms about, you know, the failure of Spiderwick Chronicles and Last Mimsy and
Narnia was
careful. And Narnia, you know, all these things that are coming from books that are being translated over. And I think what a lot of people aren't getting, and I think some of this translates over to a little bit about what you're talking about, is we're talking about fantasy. The things that make a lot of these books and comics, I think, so successful and so enjoyable, is that they leave enough that you have to figure out in your imagination.
Yeah, that's what I've probably figured too. Maybe it's just that all the sharp edges and stuff come from me, and I'm just adding them into the manga, whereas I have no room to wiggle with the anime.
I think it also kind of, it might depend on who ends up picking it up to recreate it in live action. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, take Sin City, for instance.
Yeah.
Right. But but Frank Miller draw the line, and he said, look, this needs to be this way or I'm not doing it at all.
True.
Yeah, and then things with huge fan bases where they're more likely to be afraid of upsetting the fans than, you know, making money on it. Like the Bleach, the Naruto, the Hellsing. Mm-hmm. They are more loyal because they know that people will, like, fucking kill them.
Mm-hmm. See, I can't say, like if you look at live actions of animes there in Japan.
Those are always terrible.
Yeah, like take Death Note. Now, granted, I haven't seen
Death Note movie
was pretty cool. There's a lot.
Yeah, the Death Note was still really cool, but it doesn't at all follow
the
story.
I haven't seen the Death Note movie yet.
Yeah, it's like a side story of stuff that never really happened.
They're like, okay, well, if we did it like this, this is how this would pan out. Like, it's still really cool, Ninja, so, like, if you ever really wanted to watch it, by all means do. But if you're expecting it to be pretty much like the anime, then don't hold your breath, because you'll die.
But at the same time, that's trying to condense an entire series into an hour and a half, 2 hours anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's never going to be loyal. With anime, they've got 26, 13... 52 episodes to do it loyally, and they still don't.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
Even if you get into a long stretch, one of the things that I've noticed is, like, anything that's been licensed for 26 or more, it seems like they get to a point where they realize that even though they're trying to I don't want to say overarch, but have an overarching feel that happens over this span, that they still wind up doing a lot of filler.
Yeah.
That then you go, you know, if we threw out the filler, what would we really be left with? And you come back to 13 solid episodes. And so I think when they go in and say, oh, well, we've got 13 to start with, let's get all of this in there. And then when they're given more time, they go, okay, so this is what we want to get to. So we're going to take some space here and some space there. And there's no consensus. I haven't felt from series to series that I've felt that a complete story has been told yet. I just don't. And everything that I've watched...
And it will never happen that way because they always want to leave a loophole open so that if they get the fan base, if they get the pull that they want, that they can continue on with something. I mean, take for instance, for Shigeyugi. Now, granted, you told me you're not particularly happy with the anime.
No.
Like,
who said that?
Me.
Ninja.
Okay.
So, okay. But that was what? 52 episodes.
Right.
Okay. And that showed us the span of Miyaka being the priestess of Suzaku. You see Yui as the priestess of Seryu. And they make short reference to the other two girls who were also priestesses.
Well, now, they're just now writing the other story, though.
Like they
Genbu Kaiden is being published now.
Like, they made, what was the, Ekiden? They made Ekiden shortly after they released, actually a little while after they released the whole series DVD.
Which was the story about going back after Tamahome.
Yes, but Yui went back into the book and she was channeling Genbu.
Yeah.
So then everyone's like, oh my god, Genbu, Baraku! Now if you go back into the manga world, like Magic's saying, they're now just starting to go, okay, well, no one really knows about the Genbu story. All they know is at the end, she got devoured. But what happened before that? And now they're telling you that story. Like, there's someone in our group of our friends who was in an argument with another friend of ours saying that, oh, I already know the whole story with Genbu. And I had to step in there and go, no, bitch.
See, knowing the end is not knowing the whole story.
Yeah, and she's content with knowing the end. I'm like, no, Mike, you don't know.
Which is why when people watched the movie Memento, they didn't just see the first scene and then be like, okay, I know how this ends, I'm done.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, but and believe it or not, Fushigyugi, Genbu Kaiden is actually really good.
Oh, my God, really, I love it.
I really kind of wish that they had started the whole Fushigyugi series
from
with Genbu.
I like Takiko so much better than Miyaka.
I do.
I do. I love, like, all of her. Except maybe I miss... No, I miss... I don't miss Tamahome. I miss Noriko.
I miss Noriko.
I miss Tosuke.
Not Tosuke. I loved Chichiri.
I miss Chichiri, too. Chichiri's awesome.
I was totally like
I couldn't care less. Really couldn't care less.
I loved when he took off his mask and he was all like serious with like the scar. I'm like, oh my god, be my lover.
Oh my god, he was so sexy without his mask.
Then he put it back on. He was a
topic.
It's really funny because you remember when they had to go for the necklace?
Yeah.
Genbu's necklace. And they meet Tomite and Hikitsu. And they're like, you know, they're chatting it up and blah, blah, blah. We've been dead for 200 years. It's really, really funny to think that that's how they're going to end up. And I'm sitting here watching them talking and chatting and living their lives. And I'm wondering, well, how does this lead
to exactly
ghosts guarding our necklace for the next 200 years?
I did like that whole part where Taitsukuna is trying to tell Miyaka to go get it. She's like, the Shizaho? No, I love that.
God! And no, it's not even Taitsukuna. It's this little boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I love it.
But
anyway,
I think I like Genbu Kaiden now, and I'm glad that they didn't do it first because it feels like the author. I forget who it is. Is it Yuasa?
I think it's like Yuu Watase.
Yeah, Yuu Watase. Because it seems like she's expanding a little more because not all of her seven celestial warriors are fully human.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I know, there's a giant
little rock dude. I love him. And they're not all bishies either. Like what's his face? The needle user? He's so cute.
That's true. The ball guy, the guy who turns into a giant ball.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I love that guy. So sorry.
Ladies. Yes.
Can we come back? Because we're just about out of time.
Also, yeah, sorry.
All right, well, you want the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically, in conclusion, I am becoming very disillusioned with anime, and I'm, you know, it's never going to happen, but I'm thinking about maybe not watching it anymore.
But it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, ever. It just sounds more dramatic if I'm like...
She's just angry right now. She's just talking out of anger. She's going to calm down.
I'm never going to watch it again.
Next week, we're fighting. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to be with my mother.
You're bad for me, and we're bad for each other right now. And I just need some time.
I need some space.
It's not me. It's you.
It's you. I would love for someone to come up to me and tell me that.
It's not me. It's you.
I know. Well, yeah, I'd be like, it's not me. It's you. I'd be like, wait a minute. What? I'm like, it's not me. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. That's my spiel. Manga rocks. And my boo.
Boo.
And bow to you, princess. Bow to you. I'm sorry. First of all, you got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi.
The short address will bounce you to the long one. So if you can't remember Electric Sister versus Sista or whatever the hell we are, you can just go to ESH.mobi. It'll get you to the right spot. You can check out what we're writing about, get episodes of the podcast. You can subscribe to our feed in iTunes or use whatever RSS feed reader you'd like and get our episodes. Definitely, definitely use the hit us up link on the website and let us know if there's something that you'd like to hip us to, tip us to, or talk about with us. We do get all the comments that come through. You can be entered to win candy and or free t-shirt. Free t-shirts are coming, people. I've been working on designs.
T-shirts are coming.
Yes.
The t-shirts are coming. The t-shirts are coming.
They're going to say leet on them in leet speak.
That's kind of a little old. That's kind of like very, very 2000.
Like everybody who wanted one of those already has one.
Yeah, like
I want one.
Like that's a little bit old and like kind of dangerous.
Oh my god, like shut up, you batch.
Like, oh my god, shut up, you batch.
What batch slap?
Oh my god, I will totally batch you like back into 2000.
Oh my god, shoes.
Let's get some shoes.
Oh my god, shoes.
And let me borrow that top.
These shoes like suck. Shoes. These shoes rule.
These shoes rule.
I do that to a friend of mine all the time, and he's like, I will hit you. I have no problems hitting you. Stop. And I'm like, it's just because your ex-girlfriend sounded like that.
You know what?
What?
You just lost the game.
Oh, I just lost the game.
I wasn't even thinking about it until you said it.
That's the point. Now you lost it, and you have to say so.
Shit.
Oh, Magic, were you at the place where they sent the massive text to most of us with a giant thing on the board that said you just lost the game? Thursday?
Probably not.
Okay, because someone in our group like wrote on a whiteboard on campus and wrote out you just lost the game and sent it to everyone in our club.
That's funny.
Anyway.
So... Okay, no, when we ordered the pizza, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, but he wrote on it, on the inside flap, like you open it up, and it said you just lost the game. And then the two pizzas were labeled Mud and Kips.
Oh, that's awesome. It was so bad. Here you like Mud Kips.
God. Anyone who doesn't yeah, is not going to get that one, but...
Anyway,
check us out on the website, comment to us, check out our sponsor, Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com, and build yourself a solid custom gaming PC. With that, I'm going to have to call this podcast toast. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, it's toasty.
Brandon, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm actually probably just going to eat it because my houseboy made cookies and they're all burnt, so I have to eat something for sustenance.
Okay.
Because you were going to subsist on burnt cookies?
Yeah, they're burnt. Really bad. I think there's only maybe one of those that's edible. Actually, no, it's turning really dark right now, so no, it's not.
Never mind. That's bad. That's why you shouldn't drunk and bake. Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
Definitely not drunk and baking.
Good.
I made a huge vat of chili the other day, so I think I'm going to go have some of my chili.
Nice.
Chili!
I like making chili
because it allows me to cook like a mad scientist. I'm like, I think I want some oregano or some sauce.
In chili.
You know, I put whatever the crap I want in my chili.
At the end of it, though, do you go, it's alive!
Alive!
Yes, tech. Yeah, sometimes. Or
what
or
do you
I
do
go,
with your toast?
See, the really terrible thing is I cook my chili in a wok.
A wok?
A wok.
Wok, 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 wok,
wok. No, but it's like an 8-ounce wok, and I always like fill it.
What is a wok?
Because I'm like, I want some more of this and some more of that, and it just gets like deeper and deeper.
Okay.
So. What are you doing with your toast, Ninja?
I'm just gonna take my toast and eat it. I'm gonna put a little butter
peanut.
On it. Then I'm gonna put some peanut butter on it, and I'm gonna have peanut butter minus jelly time.
Rock lobster! Everyone had matching towels!
That's really random, and I'm Ninja Sista.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, she doesn't know that one.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
We're out.
I feel like I'm gonna burp.
Wait, hold on. She's gonna blow!
I feel it. It's in there. I don't know when it's gonna come out. I feel it.
Alright. It'll just be a nice addition to the show.
Yep, let's do it.
Because I'm drinking beer, so at some point in time I'll probably belt.
Yeah, it's like, I'm Ninja Sister. I'm...
Oh. Let me tell you, Belgian white beer is the shit.
Man, see, all right. I have is slightly fermented cider.
Well, the thing was... Okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
But next time you have to come, because I need help wrangling these bitches.
Yeah. Okay.
I totally want to come too.
Yes, you should come down. Everyone can sleep on the couch. There you go.
I knew it would come out.
You feel better?
Yes. All right. Yeah.